Hi, my name is Danfeng Wen, and I am the author of the middle grade novel in verse, A Two-Placed Heart, based on my family history and my experience growing up as both Vietnamese and American, and figuring out how to merge the two identities together. When I was growing up in the 90s, I didn't have any books that represented the Asian American experience, and there were definitely no books with Vietnamese characters who were experiencing what I was going through. So, when I was getting my master's degree in creative writing, I decided to channel my childhood experiences into a narrative or a story of some kind. I settled on the verse format because I've always been a person who loved writing poems and expressing my deepest emotions through lines of poetry. Also, because a two-place heart spans multiple decades from my great-great-grandparents' time in Vietnam before the Vietnam War. And to my own experiences growing up in the 90s as a Vietnamese American child, the verse format seemed to fit. I also love verse novels in general. I think they're easy to read and they're very accessible to students, especially those who don't enjoy reading huge chunks of text. So I'm so excited to have this book into the world, and I hope it resonates with children from all kinds of cultural and diverse families. This is the first poem in A Two-Place Heart, and I think it summarizes what the story is about. It's called Worlds Apart. My dresser is a sea of notebooks, all shapes, colors, and designs. The pages scribbled with my messy handwriting, stories I've created within its lines. Books litter my bedroom floor, piles and piles of novels that I've read, my library book stacked high, always growing taller. Entire world yet to be discovered. My sister, Ba, her side of the room is clean, tidy, everything in its place, the opposite of mine. Ba's dinosaur and science books are tucked neatly away on her bookshelf. Colorful crystal geodes adorn her side of the room, her two hamsters in their cage always spinning. My nose is always absorbing words, my imagination running free. I am the sun and she is Neptune, the furthest planet in our solar system. We don't even look the same, like we're not related at all. My face is round and pinchable. Vietnamese aunties at church are always squeezing my cheeks until it hurts, oohing at how adorable I am. Bo's face is thinner, long and lean like Baz. My long hair flows down my back. Bo's hair curls cutely below her chin. I have round glasses that the kids at school make fun of. My sister's eyes are perfect, but when she smiles, she's missing her two front teeth. I used to tell her we found her in the dumpster and adopted her. She believed me until my parents found out. I got in big trouble. Sometimes I think we are the plus and minus sides of a magnet. Eventually we'll attract. But last night, Bo asked me, "Why must Bat always talk about Vietnam? Why do we have to speak Vietnamese at home when talking in English is so much easier? I wish he'd stop pushing his country on us." "It's our country too," I say. "We're Nguyen Việt." "I'm not," Buzz says. "I'm American, and you are too." Her words are a dagger in my stomach because what if she's right?